I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you don't beat Trevor Siemian and the Jets, I don't even want to come in and do a show tomorrow. I'm telling you right now. I'll still come in and do it. You've already threatened to take the night off or take the morning off.
Yeah, I'm not going to show
up. I don't want to even be here for that. I don't want to do it because I know where the takes are going to go. And I'll still end up being surprised. I don't want to do that. I've been waiting. Yes, watching those games yesterday, I thought it might make it a little bit easier. It just added more pressure. And now I'm going, man, it didn't win that game. Like, this is such a tough game. You don't get a ton of credit for winning because you would be beating Trevor Siemian and the Jets. And they don't have C.J. Mosley, and they don't have Quinnen Williams, and they're missing some key pieces. If you win that game, you don't get a ton of credit. But you're still 1-1. If you lose that game, Lord Almighty. Like, does it feel to you like maybe the season's on the line tonight?
Well, and
216-578-0092.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I asked a question about the Steelers because the Steelers fans feel like their season's over. Two games in, you wait all offseason, all the new stories about Big Ben and how, hey, look at his leadership qualities. It's totally changed in addition by subtraction. No distractions with Le'Veon Bell and no Antonio Brown. And their own two, and they get clobbered in the opener against a team that they know they're going to have to get past if they want to win anything ever again. It's the Patriots. The Browns, it's going to be different because it was the Titans in week one. And again, you saw the Titans, mediocre. Titans were typical Titans.
That's middle of the road, 9-7.
8-8. You know,
that's what that was yesterday.
That's what they always are going to be, between 7-9 and 9-7. And Mariota is going to be up and down, roller coaster ride. And you lost to that team somehow in a game you should have won if you just get ahead in the third quarter, and you never did. You end up losing by 30. And then if you lose to this Jets team, which everybody has said their season's over already, this is amazing how many teams we declare this for in the NFL, then we're going to have to really go back to the drawing board and go, how did this happen?
Well, look at the conclusions that'll be drawn. If you lose this game, then there's automatically the Baker Mayfield stuff gets brought up again, and how good Baker really is, unless he's that good offensively and the defense can't stop anybody and stopping Trevor Siemian. And then it's immediately going to become a referendum. Greg Williams has been in the news. Obviously, the Browns have been in the news about Greg Williams. Demarius Randall said to Mary Kay that he would have immediately requested a trade if Greg Williams had gotten that job. Not that we dodged a bullet. I don't know how good they'd be with Greg Williams, and I don't know how good they're going to be with Freddie Kitchens. And that's another one that if they start out 0-2, immediately it's going to come back out again about Freddie Kitchens. So I think there's a ton of pressure that's on this game tonight. And I would look at this and go, man, if you're 0-2, you got the Rams staring you in the face. I feel a lot of people, if they were to lose this game tonight, they wouldn't check out. But for the prospects of the regular season, you were supposed to be one of these great teams, at least talent-wise you are. And then you got beaten like you did against the Titans, who are more of a veteran team and have been there before, or at least been to have won some games before. You get beat by the Jets at home or by the Jets on the road on Monday night. And the next day, remember, you're the only game going tonight, so tomorrow's going to be horrible. Boy, that's a different feeling. They got to win this game tonight, Tony.
Well, there's just no excuse.
It's just simply they have to.
You can't use preseason as an excuse and guys not playing and guys not understanding each other and maybe new system, new head coach. None of that. That all goes out the window in week two when you're playing a team like this. Like, it would be one thing if they're playing the Rams tonight. You'd be like, all right. You know, it's the Rams. The Rams have their program established. It's been, you know, 3 years that they've been able to do this. No, this is the Jets. And Adam Gase looked in over his head so far in every step of the way. They are getting crushed in New York. And even though there are those storylines about, hey, Greg Williams and Odell Beckham, and it's a revenge game for the Jets after last year, and they felt humiliated last year, still doesn't matter. There still doesn't matter. You are so much more talented than them.
They have their backup quarterback.
They're injured. And they have a ton of injuries right now. They're so banged up.
I don't even want to give them the benefit because there's so many people. Well, you know, he's 13-11. Stop it. If Trevor Siemian was actually good, he'd be playing somewhere and starting in the NFL. So I don't even want to hear about that. I don't want to hear, well, he's actually 13-11. Well, Adam Gase has done this and that. There's a reason why Vegas has taken it off the board in some places. There's a reason why people have pounced on it before. Yes, they're off the mark in some places. They're, what, 6.5? It jumped to 6.5 right now. Now, that's maybe based over the quarterback, like you and I were talking before the show. But when you have no C.J. Mosley there on that defense, I think they played lost in that fourth quarter against the Buffalo Bills. So this isn't even a measuring stick game. This is where you look at yourself and you go, who are you? Are you a team that's to be taken seriously? Or are we going to do this same old sorry-ass Browns song and dance again? And are we going to talk about empty promises and make people even more angry? It's week two, but you look at this with the most sincere eye you possibly can towards what this team has to do for the rest of the year, because you have no breaks coming up here over the next month, and they don't either. But at least they have an out. They don't have Sam Darnold. They at least have an out. For us, boy, if you lose this game and you have Baker Mayfield, there's going to be some things you just don't want to hear about tomorrow. So this is, to me, this is the – I can't believe it. It's week two, and it's like, yep, the season's on the line. It's not a must win. It's a can't lose, which is basically the same thing, but you know the feeling with either statement. Like, you cannot go out there after what happened back on Sunday and lose this game to the Jets when they have just Trevor Siemian and no C.J. Mosley and no Quinnen Williams and none of that stuff. And their offense, Kelvin Beachum is questionable going into this game, one of their better offensive linemen. Like, they have serious problems across that team already. And you still have Baker and Odell, and I know the offensive line can be a bit piecemeal, but you still have Miles and Olivier Vernon, and flat out, you should win this football game.
Yeah, and I'd like to think that what happened to the Browns in week one, not that you should need a refocusing, you know, before your first game of the year, but I'd like to think that that at least grounded them. If any of them were overconfident, if that even
I'd hope
was
so.
Out there, I'd like to think that Freddie and them, and by the way, the coaches too, the coaches needed it. I wonder if the coaches were, you know, kind of, you never think this about coaching staff, but maybe they were a little delusional. Maybe they thought their team was a little better than they needed to be, and they need to get back to just doing the simple
maybe
things.
Maybe in the play calling, maybe you're right.
I don't know. I'm watching these teams. I'm watching what the Patriots, and again, it's the Patriots, and they've had their system for years and years and years. They were doing nothing complicated. They didn't come out. It wasn't trickery. They were just, hey, there's Antonio Brown. I'm going to throw him the ball. Oh, there's Antonio Brown again. I'm going to throw him the ball
but
again.
Even teams like that, yeah, I mean, you're mentioning teams there, and this is I'm not trying to get cross with you here, but you have teams that can survive a slow start. Like the Steelers, you asked me earlier, am I happy that the Steelers are 0-2? I'm focused on the Browns. I'm focused on the Browns because the Browns are the ones with expectations right now. But these are teams that historically have been able to handle 1-2 or 0-2 starts and slow starts because they eventually get their veterans going and they get in the right direction. They can handle that. They've had strong leadership in the past. This has been created almost overnight. So it's a microwave. So I think we're going to find out a lot tonight because it's not just, boy, if you don't win this game, you're 0-2. If you don't win this game, then I think you have sincere gut checks for yourself about who the leaders on your football team really are. Because it's one thing to talk tough during the offseason. It's one thing to circle the wagons during the offseason and say all these things. But if you can't put it into practice on the football field, you're just selling me a bill of goods all over again. And that for a lot of fans, they bought 20 years ago and 15 years ago and 10 years ago and 5 years ago, and they felt like they were lied to each and every one of those times. So if you go into this one, you come out of this one at 0-2 and you get the Rams coming up, I can't imagine what the thought is.
I just
this
wonder.
This is such a weird, ugly feeling if they don't go the right way. If they win, you don't give them a whole. They won't get a lot of credit nationally. None at all.
Well, you know what? I've obviously thought about that.
They have to win the game.
I've obviously thought about that, and it's one of those scenarios where you're right. Nobody is going to care if the Browns win by 21 tonight. No one nationally is going to be like, oh, look out for the Browns and let's move them up the power rankings. But at this stage, I mean, this team needs to feel good about themselves.
Yep.
They're an emotional team. We saw that. It works both ways, by the way. So the highs and the lows are going to be really high and really low. They need, almost for their own confidence, they just need to start feeling like the Browns that we were so hyped up about coming into the season. And the way to do that is to go there tonight, national television, doesn't matter who you play, it's the NFL. Go out there and win the game. Go out there and be the team that we were so hyped up about just a week ago.
You got to go out there and just finish that off. We'll talk about it tomorrow, and then you get ready for the next week against the Rams. There's plenty of storylines there, but your backs are already firmly against the wall.
Last year, we had Hugh Jackson. I'm talking about the Thursday night game, okay? We had Hugh Jackson. We had Tyrod Taylor. You had Carlos Hyde.
Boy, let that go. She comes on every week now. Let that go.
People were so stoked the entire day.
Yeah,
it was a pep rally that we had last year before that game. That was before Baker had even played.
Remember, we were going to go 1-0-1.
The team didn't have any expectations. Now they do, and they went out. Last week was supposed to be a culmination, and they went out and they laid a giant egg. And now you got guys like us, and it's just the truth.
Are people petrified right now?
If you don't, win this game, like there's going to be some harsh truths that we don't want to talk about tomorrow. Some really strong stuff, like this stuff about Baker and the stuff about Freddie. Like, oh boy, you got to be able to beat a team that has Trevor Siemian as their quarterback on the road. You want to be a big boy? You got to be able to just go out and rub other teams' faces in it and move on. That's what you do. That's what big boy football is. So if you want to be one of the big boys, today is one of those things where you will get very little credit if you win.
I mean, I thought today would be...
You're going to get killed if you lose.
I thought people were going to be able to say, all right, last week, chalk that up to like a preseason game. And they haven't done that. I mean, Aaron here, Moses on Twitter. I don't want to see any more GQ interviews. Progressive commercials, running their mouths about another team. They better be pissed off team tonight. Like, there is, like, this resentment right now because of last week. But, guys, teams bounce back. Teams can overcome things. I mean, look.
What are you trying to talk people into it? Like, you're giving the pep talk over
there. But, like, the Falcons. The Falcons, we saw what happened to them in week one. They come back, and they beat.
Matt Ryan's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, well, we are a team that thinks that we have those players. Let's go. Let's go. Go out there and do what you're supposed to do.
But you haven't. They've been to a Super Bowl, and even those fans are a little bit jaded by Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. But you're mentioning a team that has had recent success and has made playoff runs. This team hasn't. And then you had an offseason of 9 months where we were all in celebration mode, you and I included. Don't even try to think you can sidestep that. And then they went out and they did what they did last Sunday. And now you had to wait a whole nother day. You watched football for a day, and now you're the only thing going tonight. And now I think people are nervous about tonight. I think they are really, really worked up. And it's only going to get worse as we get closer to game time. Because if they win this game, then, hey, you're 1-1. We'll see what you can do. You don't get a ton of credit. But if you lose this game, my goodness gracious. Let me get to Dan and Amherst. 216-578-0092. Does it feel like the season is on the line for you tonight, even in week two? Dan, you're first up in the fan. Go ahead.
Man, good morning, gentlemen. And just to piggyback off of what you were saying, Kenny, the Browns, in my estimation right now, the Browns have nothing to gain but everything to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that both nationally and locally. You're going in against the New York Jets team that's pretty much in disarray. Their franchise quarterback is down. They don't look like they're going to, you know, they're that functional at this point. So the Browns are going against, you know, up with their talent and what they have going for them, especially, you know, with the offseason acquisitions. There looks to me right now they should go into this game tonight and win it pretty handily. So they're not going to get any, you know, accolades, any credit for beating the New York Jets tonight if they beat them. But if they lose, you're right. It's going to be, you know, the house is on fire. So that's how I'm looking at this game now.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, every single game, Dan, I think you're right. Every single game was before, it was a celebration because they didn't win for 2 years. And now, if you're expected to do so, then you should be able to go in and rub out the New York Jets and be able to come back to town and be 1-1 and everybody's fine.
Right. And this is going to be, you know, this is going to be a litmus test for these guys, and especially Freddie Kitchens. Because, you know, everybody's going to be looking at the play calling. Mm-hmm. They're going to be seeing if we, you know, go with the balanced attack,
mm-hmm.
if we have clock management, you know, the same mm-hmm. stuff that we said about Hugh Jackson, you know, back when he needed an offensive coordinator. You know, couldn't manage the entire team when he was being the, you know, offensive coordinator. Those questions are going to arise again if the Browns, if they lose. If they win, you know what? They should have won.
Yep.
So
Dan,
let's go from there.
You're
so,
right.
All right, guys.
Dan, thank you
Kenny,
very much for the
Kenny,
call.
Kenny, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Huh.
I mean, if they lose tonight, we say it's a must win. The season isn't over if they lose tonight. Like,
see, that's
what
you say?
It isn't. We're going to be going crazy. Yes, we're going to be going crazy, and we're going to be going after Freddie Kitchens. There's going to be a lot of that. But I'm telling you what, we have Evan Silva coming on at 9:20. He already says they have the wrong guy calling the plays.
Well,
he says Todd Monken should be calling
all right,
the plays.
We'll talk to Evan at 9:20 about that.
He says he's an established play caller and Freddie isn't.
Okay. We'll get to that at 9:20 with Evan. That's a great tease. And I want to know, and maybe he's right. I'm not going to sit there and bag on Evan for it. But you can't beat the Jets. Where does my line go to as a fan? Did we not put them as a top 10 football team?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So
we did.
You lose to Tennessee like that at home. All right, it's week one. That's a brain fart. It's week one. Didn't play with each other. Even if you're and they committed 18 penalties. And I said to myself, they have the talent. They should be fine after something like that. Hell, they should be even more motivated. You lose tonight. Where do I even start? You go back to the dregs of the NFL. Isn't that what you are? You lost to a backup quarterback on the road on Monday night. You go back down to the bottom and you need to claw your way out of it. You are in the sewers with it. And you need to get yourself out of there now. And you got the Rams coming to town? Oh my God. Like I know I'm putting on a feeling of nerves. I know I'm not my usual self. I am nervous,
but I'm just amazed.
I am nervous.
And we're getting a ton of it. Lavelle, I'm terrified, honestly. We've got Michael Fabian. I'm getting more nervous with every fact that comes out in favor of them winning.
Every breath that comes out of my mouth.
Guys, how could you be so confident over a week ago?
You are going to have to put a pillow over my face by the end of this show because I'm just every
I just
word
don't
that
know how
is
in
more
one
nervous
week,
than the last.
I don't know how in one week you guys go from the most confident fan base in the NFL to this week everyone's terrified to play the Jets. Well, this isn't 20 years ago. This is Baker Mayfield. It's Nick Chubb. It's Myles Garrett. Why is everybody so down on this team
emotions.
In one freaking week?
You're arguing emotions. These are emotions. This isn't fact. Fact is, you should go out there. And good God, C.J. Mosley, at least if you had anything, if you're a Jets fan, you would know that C.J. Mosley's worth the money. They should be freaking lost without that guy, considering what happened in the fourth quarter against Buffalo. He's not going to be on the field today, and his replacement last week sucked. And that defense sucked without him on the field. You should go out there and win. But 20 years is hard to just erase in one week after you got beat by 30 by the Titans. So I'm sorry, Anthony. Yes, everything that is on black and white and on paper and on computers with analytics tells me that the Cleveland Browns should win this game, and they should honestly win the game by a comfortable margin, by 10 to 17 points. But because of the history, because we never allow ourselves to feel this way, I can't do it. Because it's not where if you win this game, like if they were playing the Rams tonight, if you won that game, my God, we're 1-1. Tennessee really was an apparition. Now we got something going. You're playing the Jets. The only thing you can do is just win the game. I can't puff my chest out even if they beat the Jets. It's the Jets.
Well, we can worry about that later. Let's just win the game.
So
get the W right
listen,
now.
I know we did. I know you want to have a pep rally and rah-rah it up. Tonight is not the day. Today's not the day. It's not the day. You want if they win this game, you want to go out there on Friday morning and we want to whoop it up, I'll go right on ahead with you. Because maybe they'll look pretty good doing it tonight. But today is not that day for a lot of people. A lot of people are going, go out there and win that game. I think there's a lot of people maybe even dreading 8 o'clock tonight. You don't know what's going to happen.
It's amazing. Dan on Twitter, I feel like I could puke. I just don't know how you could be.
How nervous are
you? So was all this confidence BS from fans over
JJ
a week ago?
In a second.
Were they making it up a week ago?
No, I think they really believed it. And then they feel like maybe the reality of being a Browns fan to them maybe kicked them in the face. Or they realize that these are tough games. And it's hard to win in the NFL.
I think you have
an unproven team.
That, to me, is the underlying issue here. I think people forgot. Like, with all the hype going into the season, you look at the schedule, and they thought it was Ohio State. They thought it was college football. All right, you're going to be better than this team, and Baker's better than Lamar Jackson, so you'll win that game. And you're going to go to Cincy. You're going to win that game easily. You'll sweep them. You'll beat Pittsburgh at least once. We'll go through the schedule. Titans, that's going to be a walkthrough. It's like the NFL, did you watch yesterday? Even the awful Miami Dolphins had it a two-possession game for most of the first half.
And then they got beat 43.
And then they lost 43. Yeah. But for a half, like, I won't be shocked.
Was there any doubt in your mind who would come out on
no.
top of that football game?
No, but I wouldn't be shocked if Trevor Siemian, I wouldn't be shocked if that game tonight against the Jets is a one- or two-possession game for probably most of the half, if not three quarters.
I'll take any win I can
That's
get.
How the world works in the NFL.
I don't think there's a scenario, and we'll see because it is the Browns. I don't think there's a scenario where I'll come in tomorrow if they win 17-16 or whatever it is. I don't know if there's a scenario where I come in and they win and I'm not feeling better. They win, I'm going to feel better. If you lose, I just want to hide behind everything and never do it again. And talk about the Browns again. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. You've been puffing out your chest for 9 months, and they went out and they laid that egg. I don't think you want to deal with any of that. Let me get to JJ in Cleveland. You're next up in the fan.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, JJ. Good morning.
What the Hey, listen, I don't get why I get where y'all coming from because it's radio. Y'all got to do y'all part.
That's not true.
But as fans.
Wait a minute. You think I'm making this up?
No. I mean, I think it's a little bit of overreacting because everything that could go wrong last week did. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to happen this week. The Browns going to go out, win the game, and get ready for this weekend. It's that simple. I mean, last week, everything that can possibly go wrong did. We were in the game all the way to the fourth quarter. We scored. They get the ball back and do a screen and run the ball down our throat.
I want you to do me a favor.
The game was over.
I want you to do me a favor, then, okay? You need to do me a – JJ, I don't know if I've ever met you. I need you to do me a personal favor, okay? If they win tonight, you need to call in tomorrow and say I told you so. All right.
I listen to y'all every day.
All right.
I'm definitely going to call y'all and tell y'all.
Then you absolutely need to.
Even if they lose, we 0-2. Every team that's been 0-2.
It's okay. We're 0-2.
A lot of good teams been 0-2 and found a way to make it back. Next week is a real, that's the must win. It's next week.
But they don't have.
And pretty much games after that.
Even before the season, I didn't think it was a must win. JJ, I disagree, and I thank you for the call. I thank you for the call, and I hope you're right. But next Sunday isn't the must-win. Sunday is supposed to be the, all right, let's see how we stack up. Like, if they lose.
Measuring stick.
If they were 2-0 and they lost on Sunday, I'd be like, okay, you're not where the Rams are yet, but you might be on your – like, if you lost by a field goal, be like, hey, there's no such thing as a moral victory. You should be upset, but all right, we're a lot better than where we used to be, and we should be on track to be a good football team here. You're 0-2, and you and the Rams are coming to town? Okay. I mean, I know I'm not a good dad, but I can tell you right now off the top of my head, I swear on my sons that this feeling of nervousness is the true deal. To Doc in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, not celebrating wins if it happens is kind of what kills sports, Ken. I mean, who cares how the win is? It's a win. You know what? You're going to sit here. If it's a double overtime, 2-point win against a backup quarterback and everybody's excited, you're going to come on here at 6 o'clock in the morning and say, doesn't mean anything.
No, I actually said just the exact opposite.
It's not what I heard. I don't think that's 1.2 million people in Northeast Ohio heard.
Well, 1.3, Doc. Thank you very much.
It's 1.3.
But Doc, no, I did just tell Lima right before the last call, if they win 17-16, I'm going to come in and go, okay, you're on the right track again. We'll see what they do against the Rams.
No, but before that, Ken, you said we can't get excited for that kind of stuff because this is a game that we should win. I mean, come on, man. Things went bad in the first game.
Okay.
You judge the team from the first win to the second win and the progress that was made. All right?
All right.
And if you're going to sit here and say, well, it was the lowly Jets and we can't get excited about that, then you know what? You're taking the fun and the entertainment out of sport. I think you might be coming down with syphilis.
Oh, my God. I should have saw it coming.
Wow.
Syphilis.
That's a 9.
Very well done.
That's a 9.
Blind ass by my fear.
I said I have syphilis. Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to get in a screaming match with him at some point. No, you just want to get that in.
We get Marcia Gay Harden on the show. Can we do that?
I'm still waiting. I think she's too big for us.
Christmas is in a cup. No, she's had as many tweets. She knows what we want to bring her on about.
And I don't care. Then do your job.
Well, the woman takes issues very seriously if you've ever checked her out on social media.
Well, I have not.
Maybe she'd be in more movies if she promoted them better.
She's not a champion for syphilis or syphilis awareness or anything. I'm saying that she tends to talk about a lot of very serious issues, and I don't think she's very much into joking. She got those CBS primetime dramas, and now she is hardcore to the stones. Let's get the dad in. Now, that would be a good interview.
Isn't she in Mystic River? It's such a great movie.
Who, Marcia Gay Harden? I'm sure the dad is working on some Hallmark Christmas movies right now. I'm sure we can get him on to talk about syphilis.
Just get somebody from the family on.
Mike in a truck. You're either talking about the Browns or syphilis right now. Go. Mike in a truck.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Doing
anyway,
go ahead, Mike.
Lima, I'd like to say this is like one of the few times that I agree with everything you said. I'm backing you on this. Ken, I love you. I love you when you were on the second shift show. But what happened to the Super Bowl Super Browns from a year ago?
Ken's gotten weak. Sad.
If I'm saying Super Bowl, Super Browns, Mike, you should be able to beat the Jets with Trevor Siemian, right? Right?
I agree with you. Okay. I agree with you. But okay. It's only been 1 week.
I know. And I can't fight my feelings anymore. That's such a terrible line. And I'm sorry, Mike, but I'm nervous.
I just miss fun, Ken.
I'm sorry.
I just want to know when you're going to ask him out on a date.
Horrible, Ken.
Mike, they got beat by 30. I just need my world to be right again by them.
It was only
beating
it was
the
only
Jets.
By 30 in one quarter. It was by 2 for most of the game.
They gave up 30. They gave up. Okay, yeah, they got beat by 30 in a quarter.
Maybe this team's not a fourth quarter team yet.
Oh my God, Mike, thank you.
All
for
right,
the
by
call.
The way, Kevin Sullivan says 1979 Browns start 4-0, miss the playoffs. 1980 Browns, Kenny, the next year they start 0-2. And they made the playoffs.
This is the 75 Browns.
Things that make you go, Boy, you know what that was? That, from Kevin, was a very
creamy nougat. can't get to Jim yet. 216-578-0092. We'll get to Jim when we come back. I'm waiting with bated breath to hear that. Also, again, 8:30, we have James Rapine. We'll talk Indians baseball with him and fight night in the 500 level and... Who's this a bigger game for, Odell or Baker? I'm nervous. If they win, you get nothing. You get your win.
No, you get a win, which ask the Pittsburgh Steelers how much they'd be dying for a win right now.
It's true.
And a quarterback.
But I'm worried about the Browns, not the Steelers. If they lose, oh boy. I can't believe it. I thought, I'm 18 penalties. It won't be like this. They'll be fine. And now I'm about to go get a paper bag.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
I'm sorry.
This is insane. It's Monday Night Football.
It's the two teams that started
the entire franchise of Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
There's all this history. You're going to see all the highlights from that very first game. I was already seeing it yesterday.
With much better broadcasters.
Well, yes. And it's, sorry, Booger. And it's the Jets. And it's the Browns, it's Baker Mayfield, it's the team that launched what we thought was an entire new era of Cleveland Browns football, that game a year ago. It's what got Hugh Jackson canned. It's what changed everything.
Yep.
And yet all I'm hearing this morning is, oh my God, I'm nervous, I'm petrified, I'm scared, you know what.
They should be able to go out there and stop the run against Trevor Siemian, have him try to beat you with his arm, and win that football game. Backup quarterback, you're always worried about stopping the run first. And he should have to do that, and they should be lost without C.J. Mosley a bit. And here I am going, I'm not looking forward to 8 o'clock tonight. I think they can win, and I think they should win. But because I think they should win is basically why I'm nervous. You get to Jim. Jim, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
Morning, Jim.
Hey, I just think you guys are getting a little bent out of shape over a stupid football game. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's only entertainment. It's only a dumb ball game. It's like they're paying millions. It's actually the theater of the absurd is what we're talking about. They're paying millions of dollars for these knuckleheads to do stupid metrics, and you guys have fallen for it.
Kenny Kidd, could you please do the honor? Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, sir.
You guys on that sports talk show, you guys talk way too much sports. I mean, in all reality, it's just silly to begin with. It's like if he's watching the financial news, he's watching CNBC. You know what? You guys a little too much on, the Dow.
What's
a little
with
bit
all
too
this
much.
Money talk?
Do you think the Iranians were the ones who attacked Saudi Arabia yesterday? You guys really think so? 216-578-0092. Oil prices are about to go up. You better go fill your gas tank up right now, folks.
My goodness.
You guys see that Joe Biden speech just yesterday? Did you guys see the Democratic? Did you guys see the debates the other night?
That AJ Petitti, a little too much about the hostas. I'd like you to really focus on some other things because, you know, this plant stuff, it's not life or death.
I might need to ask him about the shrubs, by the way, because I'm
get
it's
it fixed.
Out of control at the new
Get
place.
It corrected.
Mark and Menner, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Mark.
What's up? Hey, I turned my radio on at 7:30 and I heard Ken say, I'm nervous, I'm sick to my stomach. You hit it right on the head. I'm right there with you.
Here you go.
This is nonsense, and I'm calling
out of your mind. You're out of your mind, Mark.
Nope. I'm calling out Browns fans, too, because I'm 49 years old. I've seen this team up and down, mostly down, the laughing stock of the league. And if anyone thought that this was going to be handed to us, they're nuts. I have been show me for all these years now, show me, and they haven't shown me. I hope beyond hope every year that we go to the Super Bowl. But just because we got some acquisitions, you know, it looks good. Incremental wins, you know, every season you get a little better. Tell me what team has gone from 0-16 to winning the Super Bowl in 2 years.
I don't know.
Nobody.
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 Nobody's had that chance, really.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Wait, the Lions that one time. Oh, yeah.
Mark, there's like there's so many reasons why I should be excited about tonight and be like, okay, we can get back on track and go 1-1. But the history is there. I have no basis. Like, he came in, he played last year, but there's no basis. I keep getting told, well, Ken, all these teams start off slow, they end up being good. They have long-term veteran quarterbacks. They have teams that have been together. They have a situation that's in place, that they have been strong as an organization for a long time. We're just building that up, so it's going to be a minute before I actually trust them fully.
Exactly, and I didn't see anything from game one that would give me confidence going into game two.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me one thing.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I wish I could, and I thank you very much for the call. 216-578-0092.
Well, then you know what? You guys were lying. All you guys were lying
no
for
one,
3 months.
No one was lying.
Pounding
no
your chest, saying this team, how good they were going to be, how dominant we were going to be. You guys were all lying because you clearly didn't believe it if you let one game talk you out of that.
They did believe it.
Well, then
it takes a long time.
It's the biggest citywide flip-flop I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. Don't even start.
That's what it is.
Be okay.
Don't even start to do that. Don't do that. They weren't lying. They believed it. They absolutely 100% believed it. We all believed it. You went out there and you got beat like you got beat, but you have no basis for the history. So the problem is that over the last week, I've had nothing to argue for the Browns on their behalf to say that this was going to be okay other than you can't commit 18 penalties again. You can't kick a guy in the face again. That's the only things I've been able to argue.
You can do this.
And that Baker Mayfield has a ton of talent.
You guys can do pity party the rest of the show.
I'm doing
Boku and I'm doing Michael Stanley. We come back. This has to change. This is ridiculous. There's a huge game tonight. Fans should be excited.
You can take over when we come back. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima. That coming up after the news dump on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.